Welcome to the Martial Art of Self podcast, a podcast about bringing the essence of martial arts back to self. Hi everyone, this is Aldin, and thank you for joining me back to the podcast. It has been quite a while since I have produced my last episode, episode number 15. And I am back after taking some needed personal time to work on my relationship to martial arts and this podcast and my path, my personal path forward. And I mean, it has been a very transformative time for me, and that will hopefully equally map back to contributing further in a positive way to the type of content that I will share with you through this podcast in the future from now. And yes, so thank you very much for being patient and welcome back to the Martial Art of Self podcast. It is finally resuming again. But back to today's podcast though. In today's podcast, I would like to talk about a point that I've been personally struggling a lot for a very long time, and that I have finally decided to take on after being exposed to it and being made aware of it through a personal friend of mine some weeks or a month or two ago, which is the point of being militant, in, for example, my training and the way I train. I have accepted and allowed myself to be too militant within my training, that I have accepted and allowed myself to become very easily very militant within my approach to my martial arts training, where within that state of being militant, I am literally not giving myself too much flexibility within the approach in terms of how I train, the intensity at which I train, and the amount that I push, and the level of awareness or readiness to be flexible to break that set routine that I set within myself of, okay, this is how many reps or steps or minutes I'm going to train. This is the amount of intensity. This is the progress, meaning how more intensity I will apply to this approach. And then I am literally very fixed within this set pattern of, this is going to be it. I'm going to train like this, and I will not back off. Meaning that within this state of militancy, of being militant like this, I very easily and very readily, if you will, tend to not really listen to my self-honesty, meaning tend to not be in tune and in awareness with my body and my actual real-time experience, where I will, for example, maybe miss the communication that my body or my being, if you will, gives to me in terms of that an exercise that I set for 10 minutes is becoming too intense after, let's say, 7 minutes. And instead of at that 7 minute mark and me being in tune with my body and being honest with me and knowing that, yes, I can push, that would be my honesty, but self-honestly, being honest with me, I know that I should back off, back down, because I am feeling like I'm exposing my body a little bit too much and that I'm always pushing for more and often going past that mark of just pushing too much and putting my body in too much strain too fast and too quickly. And that, being honest with me here, I know that I should stop at the 7 minute mark and let the body adjust, acclimate, and process this new approach or this new technique or just today's training session, because I see, I realize, and I understand that not all days and all training sessions are equal, meaning that not during all days I will be able or I will be at the same level like the other day or the next day, meaning that maybe yesterday or the last 2 days I was able to perform a specific exercise for 20 minutes. But today, because I'm not always at the same level and our bodies and our experiences are not always the same, why? Because our life moves, our experiences move, things come, our bodies process things, our minds process things, we're different. We're just simply experiencing different things and we change throughout the days. So our potency or our potential, if you will, to execute or put in a certain amount of strain or pushing, for example, in exercise, will not always be the same at the same capacity like the other days. It will change and vary. That is just the nature of life. That is just the nature of movement, of change. And that, for example, yesterday I was able to train and push for 20 minutes, not overexerting, but really pushing. But today I'm only able to do 17 minutes, and tomorrow I might only be able to do 12 minutes, and the day after I might be in a state where my body is maybe in an experience also where, self-honestly, it would be that I would need a break that day, that my capacity is so low due to the circumstances, due to the processes going on in my mind, body, being, etc., that it requires a break, it requires a moment of rest, if you will, for that day. And then the next day, maybe I'll find myself doing another 20 minutes again, or even doing a little bit more. So I forgive myself that I haven't accepted and allowed myself to see, realize, and understand that being too militant and being too rigid and too set in what I define as my today's training's goal, for example, that I'm going to train a specific amount of exercises for a specific amount of minutes or repetitions, is not giving me the necessary and required flexibility to adapt, the ability to adapt to my current real-time state, capacity, and experience, and the processes that I'm within my mind, within my body, and my being. And to, within that, train and exercise, being more flexible, allowing more flexibility and adaptability within my training routine, but still remaining within that self-honesty, having that starting point of, okay, I am going to be self-honest here, and I'm going to practice my self-honesty, and importantly, I'm going to practice my sensitivity within self-honesty when it comes to me reading and tuning into my body, my mind, and my self-experience, in being able to read and see what, okay, is if I'm doing a certain training exercise, let's say I am doing a particular set of standing posts within Tai Chi, and where there are 5 postures each 5 minutes, and I'm within posture number 3, and I'm 3 minutes out of 5 minutes within posture number 3, and my right thighs start to burn. The lactic acid builds up, and it gets really challenging and quote-unquote painful. You know how when your thighs start burning, when you're stressing a particular muscle, and the lactic acid over time starts building up, and it becomes challenging. To within that moment, there is a moment to practice my sensitivity, meaning that, okay, I calm myself down. If there are racing thoughts within my mind, within myself, I breathe, I calm my mind, I calm myself, because calming my being, I find automatically or inadvertently leads to the effect of calming my mind, and calming my being and my mind as my body equally responds to that and becomes calmer. Now, within that calmed down or calmer state within myself, mind and body, while still in the third Tai Chi standing pose position with the legs, the quads burning and it becoming really challenging to stand and me just wanting to stop, I breathe and I tune into my body, my self experience within the starting point of self honesty. And I look at the thing, okay, my thighs are burning now. Within my mind, I have thoughts, I have inner chit chat, and I have the desire, the emotional or the feeling desire to quit, to give up, to let go. There is anger I see, and I just want to stop and feel the sweet, sweet experience of relief, of release from just stopping this exercise and letting the quads, the muscles that are burning, or the unpleasant physical experience and then the emotional anger or irritation, frustration, desire to give up, etc., that is currently happening and moving around in my mind, release by me stopping the exercise. In that moment there, I look at the point and I ask myself the question, okay, it is burning, I'm having all these mind emotional reactions and thoughts of wanting to stop and give up, there's anger, etc. But within my self-honesty, I'm asking myself, can I self-honestly, without compromising my body, meaning without pushing too much within an ego state of wanting, of acting from a starting point of emotional desire, want, need, and arrogance towards my own body, can I push myself, my mind, and my body for a remaining 2 minutes to stand and breathe and continue and sink into the experience, accept it, embrace it, and push for another 2 minutes to strengthen myself, strengthen my mind, strengthen my body? Or is it really at the point where it's too much and I can see that I'm overdoing it and that I need to give myself, my mind and my body a break here? That yes, yesterday I was able to maybe stand 5 minutes, but today is a different day, is a different process that I'm going through, my mind, my body, my being, and it is best for me to start releasing and moving to the next posture to relieve the particular muscles that are currently under strain or stress. But the answer to that question, I must make sure that I'm absolutely honest with myself. Because what I found is that very often it is very easy to not push myself, to not push ourselves far enough, but to not and to not really have that ability with that fine line to distinguish, okay, this is a moment, an opportunity for growth and expansion, and an opportunity for me to push myself while still not compromising myself and my body, not overdoing it, but to push myself to expand, to allow the body to train, to expand, to allow my mind, myself to train and expand and become more and stronger. And then we or I noticed that I very easily give into that thought. Oh, okay, it's easier to, I mean, where I see these thoughts, this sneaking in of within the nature of excuses, reasons, and justifications to just not have to push, because what I realized is that we very, or at least for me, very easily gravitate towards comfort zone and the comfort zone that I created, meaning that I will have a lot of thoughts and in the form of excuses, reasons, and justifications to stay within the experience, to stop the experience if it is challenging and hurting and burning, if you will, and release it so that I can return to my already established comfort zone of, you know, feeling comfortable in the body, versus pushing that extra little bit, extra rep, half rep, extra minute or two, because it is an opportunity within self-honesty that I see and realize to allow the body, the mind, and the self to grow, expand, and become stronger, more resilient, more grounded, more stable, more flexible. Whatever it is that I'm exercising or training or practicing here within the particular exercise or set of exercises that I'm performing or doing. So it is a very fine line, I notice, between pushing ourselves within self-honesty and using excuses, justifications, and reasons to not realize and acknowledge that moment that is here, that would allow us to expand, grow, and become stronger, if you will, by pushing ourselves. So that is why I'm placing an emphasis here within the importance of really making sure that I'm self-honest with me when it comes to this moment of being in a very challenging experience of quote-unquote pain, burning, and having all these thoughts and gadgets and emotional feelings come up of wanting to give up, of wanting to stop, of being angry, of being frustrated, being irritated, just wanting to run away from the experience. To really, within those moments, because those are moments that one has to practice in real time, while you're in that position, while you're in that state, that experience of it being challenging and you having all these emotional feeling reactions of wanting to give up, of being frustrated, angry, irritated, just wanting to run away from the moment, run away from the experience, and return to the comfort that you already know. And it being very important to practice. Those are the real-time moments where I find are the moments that actually count, that actually bring results in terms of the moments where you, where I have to practice this being in tune with myself, practicing this communication with myself, with my body, with my mind, calming myself down, my mind down, my body down through that. And asking myself that question to establish if this is a moment where self-honestly I can push myself a little bit more to expand, grow, and become stronger in mind, body, and being? Or is it really self-honestly a moment that I should step down, step back? And this does the moment where I have to apply that flexibility within the goal or what I set myself to do for this exercise. For example, if I set myself to do this third posture of standing for 5 minutes, but within my self-honesty, that real-time moment where it starts burning and I just want to give up and run away from the experience, and I calm down, I ask myself the question to establish, is this a moment where I can self-honestly push to expand, grow? Or is it self-honestly a moment where I'm overdoing it, I'm putting myself, my mind, and my body a little bit too much, and I need to slow it down, back down, and thus apply thus this flexibility within the routine, within the set goal of, okay, I'm releasing here after 3 minutes or 3.5 minutes and moving on to the next exercise or the next posture. So I haven't accepted and allowed myself to see, realize, and understand how being less militant and incorporating more flexibility within rigidity, within a set pattern, within a set goal, within a plan that I made, is going to assist and support me to be more here in real time and present, and establishing that real time communication with myself, my being, my body, and the moment in the context, whatever it is, where I am, and being able to communicate with the moment and everything that is here within the context of my moment, or for example, doing an exercise, to communicate in real time with myself and see if this is a moment for where I have to push, where I can push self-honestly, or it's a moment where I'm overdoing it maybe, where I'm doing too much, where I'm being militant and not being flexible enough in adapting to the moment and my current state, my mind's current state, and my body's current state. Maybe it all needs rest or just slowing down and moving a bit slower, because we each are unique in our mind, body, and being, and each have different paces and different states at different days. And we can't perform at the max of day of a particular day that we did perform to a certain extent. We might not be necessarily able to perform that the next day or the day a week from now. it's not a linear progression, I have found. It is more... I find that if you keep practicing and being honest, self-honest, within pushing to the capacity that this current moment that you are practicing and doing the exercise in to the utmost, within being self-honest, is what is required and is enough, if you will. Thank you very much. Thank you for listening to the Martial Art of Self podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, then please subscribe and leave a review on iTunes. You can also follow this podcast on Twitter and Instagram. For more information about the Martial Art of Self, please visit martialartofself.com.